This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. A manhunt for Charlie Kirk's killer. The 31-year-old conservative activist was shot and killed while taking questions at a college in Utah. It was a single shot sending thousands of people running for cover. With the shooter still on the loose, President Trump has ordered flags flown at half staff in honor of Kirk, a close ally who helped him win back the White House. Wednesday evening, Trump releasing an Oval Office message to his social media followers, promising,
"My administration will find each and every one of those who contributed to this atrocity."
The outrage over the killing coming from both sides of the aisle. New York Congressional Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez sharing her big concern now.
"This is horrific. This is awful. And the assassination of Charlie Kirk risks an uncorking of political chaos."
And tonight in Orem, Utah, a vigil for Kirk near the university campus where he was shot. This is ABC News. The local prosecutor in the Charlotte light rail stabbing attack says he'll proceed with the case against DeCarlos Brown, even though federal charges have also been brought against the suspect. Mecklenburg County District Attorney Spencer Merriweather.
"The current design of our system calls on us to wait for the worst thing to happen before we address a public safety threat. And that has to be something that changes."
Brown's mother and sister say he struggled with mental health illnesses for years after being released from prison. The Port of Long Beach says salvage operations are underway to open the channel where 75 shipping containers fell from the cargo ship Mississippi. They say two sunken containers have been retrieved and the source of a fuel leak has been secured. Federal agents say they've seized hundreds of thousands of illegal vaping products in raids across the country. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I'm just tired of male nudity. I don't ever need to see an old naked dude again in my life.
Yeah.
Like in the locker room, you expect to see a certain amount of nudity. Okay. Some of those guys walk around like they're, you know, proud and they're like,
"Yeah, they walk.
You should just not do that." You don't really want to make eye contact with anyone because you don't want to give people the wrong impression. You don't know what people are thinking.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Packers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. It's the Packers and the Washington Commanders tonight here at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jaden Daniels named the NFL Rookie of the Year last season. The Packers' Micah Parsons asked what it was like playing against Daniels.
"Oh, man, it's hard. He's just one of them guys that, like, contain the whole time. You can power him. He can go through the A and B gaps, get outside of you. It's hard, you know what I mean? And just let him know, you know, it's just got to go out there and play hard."
Baseball, the Brewers losing 6-3 to the Rangers. It's the first time since opening weekend the Brewers lost a three-game sweep this season, and only the third time since Pat Murphy took over as the club's manager.
"It stinks. We haven't had too many of these. We haven't had too many of these in our... I know in the last 2 years this is the third time we've been swept, right? Yankees, Phillies, and Yankees on their own, Phillies on the road, Rangers on the road."
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds in the overnight and some widespread fog forming. Light winds and morning lows in the mid-50s. After the fog Thursday morning, look for mostly sunny skies with highs topping out in the upper 70s. Warmer for Friday, mostly sunny in lower 80s. It's 60 at our studios.
Todd Alba.
From the assassination of Charlie Kirk to shootings in Colorado, how do we as Wisconsinites take care of our own mental health as we sort through the news? All that and remembering 9/11 next time. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I love Angela Lang, and I think Dan Schaefer is great. Dan Schaefer could replace me in a heartbeat. Angela Lang could replace me in a heartbeat. There are so many more talented people. I'm the only one willing to get up before 4 a.m. to do this show. You get the guy old enough to have to wake up and pee, and that's the whole business model behind this show. You're welcome, Mr. and Ms. Middle America.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
You see our nation fraying and fracturing.
This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
Correct. We know better. We know better.
Clip that.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Good afternoon, everyone. Charlie Kirk, a close ally of President Trump and the founder of the nation's preeminent right-wing youth political activist organization, was fatally shot this afternoon while speaking at a campus event at Utah Valley University, according to his spokesman, Andrew Colvett. The President of the United States, within the last 15 minutes, confirming that Mr. Kirk has died. Donald Trump posting this on Truth Social, quote, "The great and even legendary Charlie Kirk is dead. No one understood or had the heart of the youth in the United States better than Charlie. He was loved and admired by all, especially me, and now he is no longer with us. Melania and my sympathies go out to his beautiful wife, Erica, and family. Charlie, we love you." Folks, the phone lines are open. 855-752-4842. While there was very little of what Charlie Kirk said or believed that I agree with, Charlie Kirk took a microphone today, stood in front of hundreds of people, and attempted to have a political debate with those that he disagreed with. He was fearless about this. Charlie Kirk would argue with anybody, almost anywhere, anytime, and he did it in public. He invited those that disagreed with him to question him, to argue with him, to debate with him. And for that, that courage, that fearlessness, he will always have my respect. Because, again, political violence should have no place in America. And my question for you this afternoon to everyone is this who we are now? Is this who we are? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. A few details and fact updates for you related to Mr. Kirk's murder. Though the university, this is again Utah Valley University, initially had reported that a suspect was in custody, that has been retracted. There is no suspect in custody. According to the most recent reporting, it appears that federal law enforcement has joined with local law enforcement and the University of Police, and it does appear that a manhunt may be underway. There has been confirmation that Mr. Kirk was shot in the neck. from a building approximately 200 yards from Mr. Kirk. That is sniper level distance, folks. So what we have is a trained killer at a distance of 200 yards. And my broader question is, how would we ever protect against that? Can we even have open debates anymore without having every attendee go through security? Can we even have an open debate outside anymore? And when we look at our nation's history of political violence, and there is much, one of the things about Mr. Kirk is that he wasn't an elected official. Yeah, he was a political leader, but he wasn't an elected official. And today he was shot dead. Again, we don't know what the motivation was of his shooter, but it certainly appears that this may have been a politically motivated assassination. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. The footage of Mr. Kirk's shooting is absolutely horrifying. So be forewarned if you haven't seen it, and you may see links to it, just be forewarned. It is absolutely gruesome. Mr. Kirk leaves behind a wife named Erica. They have two children. The eldest, a daughter, was born in August of 2022, and the couple's second child, a son, was born just a little over a year ago. So his wife and his children are now robbed of the love of their father over political differences, what appears to be over political differences. Again, political violence in this country should have no place. Again, some facts, folks. I'm hearing from some of you on the phone and text lines, Wes from Middleton. I will get to the text and phone lines. If you want to join us, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Mr. Kirk was shot after being asked a question from the audience about mass shootings, and specifically transgender people's involvement in mass shootings. This has become somewhat of an obsession on the far right, with even Donald Trump's press secretary admitting yesterday that the idea of banning gun ownership by transgendered individuals in this country might be a policy that the president would consider. That is when he was shot. Again, on the left side of his neck. Turning Point USA is now this hour confirming Mr. Kirk's death. They issued a statement which says, "Charlie went to his eternal reward with Jesus Christ in heaven. It is with a heavy heart that we, the Turning Point USA leadership team, write to notify you that early this afternoon, Charlie went to his eternal reward." Again, that was a statement released by Turning Point USA to CNN just moments ago. Again, there is no suspect in custody, despite early reports of an older gentleman with white hair being ushered into custody. Apparently, that individual has been released, so there is no one in custody right now. Mr. Kirk was shot on the left side of his neck. Again, the footage is gruesome. He was immediately bleeding profusely and slumped over. Again, this occurred at Utah Valley University. Reports are that there was one single shot, though some footage that I have reviewed today appears to, you can hear potentially a second shot. So again, federal and local law enforcement are on scene. They have begun to investigate. Typically that involves with setting a hard perimeter around the crime scene, which is basically the entirety of Utah Valley's campus. The campus has been evacuated. All classes and other events have been canceled. People have been asked to leave the campus area. I understand that both Kash Patel and Attorney General Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, of course, the FBI director, and Pam Bondi, the attorney general are en route or have arrived in Utah. As to the security at this event, there was none, basically. So there was no sort of gated entryway. It was an outdoor event, so there were no metal detectors, no mags, no wands. And it appears, at least I will say today, that these kinds of events where people are trying to have open political discourse will likely probably never be held outside again, because we will need to secure the areas where these debates happen. 855-752-4842. CJ from Stoughton. Go ahead, sir.
Really sad day today, Maggie. This man, I saw him in Madison. I got to ask him a question. I got a hat. And, you know, I know some of your listeners, and even this past weekend, joke, they're surprised when I come to an event. But this man, who was a powerful voice, had to be silenced. And really sad, but what the man spoke was truth. And, you know, a lot of times you and I get a chance to debate, but I get really frustrated because you shut my mic off when I try to respond. And this was a way for them to shut his mic off. So, unfortunately,
I mean, CJ, a lot of CJ, hang on a second.
Powerful. Pardon me?
I just want to be really clear. Me deciding to shut your mic off is not an act of political violence. It's a talk show host managing her show. So I just want to be clear about that. Go ahead.
But you don't want to hear my responses, Maggie. And that's why I'm not going to call you anymore. So it's unfortunate, but this is the way I feel, that some people don't want debate. They don't want to hear what other people believe. And it's heartbreaking because.
So I just want to jump in, CJ, just one thing. I've tried to set some ground rules when we debate. We actually talked about this when you and I hung out this past weekend. Right. We talked about this very thing. Right. And I explained to you, I was trying to say, when you're in a debate, there are rules of the debate. And one of the first rules is that you have to stay on topic. Well, that is one of the first rules of debate. It shows up in courtrooms as well. It's called a relevance objection. But go ahead. I want you to finish your complete thought.
OK.
So please go ahead. You got about a minute left, sir.
Well, thank you, because you'll keep me on hold and change the subject twice. And when I try to go back to the subject, what I originally called you on, you know, then you get upset with me. Well, if you wouldn't keep me on hold for 45 minutes and then finally take my call, I try to reflect. But this isn't about me and you. You know how I feel about you. I respect you. I think you do a good job with your show, and how you run your show is your choice. But I don't get a true response. I don't get the same ground rules that you set for everybody else. And I think you're well aware of that. But
we gotta take a breath, CJ. I appreciate you calling. I hope you continue to call. I hope we continue to try to have debates where we stay on the relevant subject matter. I apologize when I can't take your call. We try to invite everybody to have a fair shot at this. And CJ, I hope you keep calling, because showing people that we can debate, and that, yes, a woman can sometimes interrupt a man, or a talk show host can try to demand fidelity to facts and context and relevance, those are all okay things. CJ is entitled to his opinions, as was Mr. Kirk, and political violence has no place in these United States. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're discussing the murder of activist Charlie Kirk today. I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Woo-hoo.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Matt Nair on air.
Mr. Darren Von Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. This farm bill is supposed to be passed in 2023.
It's really frustrating that they've forgotten about small farmers. We actually pay more taxes than the billionaires do. Why are those tax dollars not coming back to the communities that pay them? Whether it's through the farm bill or it's other programs, we need to make sure that we keep fighting and let them know that we're not happy.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Charlie Kirk, conservative firebrand, a man who many credit with really galvanizing a new constituency for Donald Trump in this last election cycle, that is young men, was murdered today. At a distance of 200 yards by a sniper with a long gun, that manhunt continues at Utah Valley University. That campus is in lockdown. I also want to point out that there was also another school shooting today in Colorado where three people were injured, including at least two students, after a shooting unfolded at a high school in Evergreen, Colorado this afternoon. The sheriff's office in Jefferson County, where the shooting occurred, confirmed to ABC News that students from Evergreen High School were transported to the hospital. All three patients are in critical condition at St. Anthony Hospital. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is also responding to the scene there in Colorado, as well as the FBI, in conjunction with local law enforcement. 855-752-4842. Former President Joe Biden this afternoon has called for an end to political violence. Posting on X, quote, "There is no place in our country for this kind of violence. It must end now. Jill and I are praying for Charlie Kirk's family and loved ones. He leaves behind a wife, Erica, their eldest daughter, born in August 2022, and a second child, just over a year old, his first son. 855-752-4842. Jake from Milwaukee. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, yeah, I was just thinking about some of the things I was reading and looking at in the 1990s when I used to political blog. And most of the political violence in our country has been by people in the right wing of our nation's politics. The vast majority of it has been since 1980 by right-wing people. This includes MAGA as well. So I personally, and we don't know who killed Charlie Kirk. It seems like a person who has actual skill with a sniper rifle, maybe some military training, maybe something else. Maybe they'll never find this person. But to be honest, I have no pity as an American for Charlie Kirk or grifters like him and firebrands like him who stoke the pot of violence for their own small means.
Go ahead, Jake. Finish your thoughts, sir.
That's all I got to say. I mean, it's karma, basically, of what's coming back at people who do things like this. And they shouldn't do things like this because it's going to happen back at them.
What Jake is expressing this afternoon, I'm seeing some of that on the text thread. My response is this, and we're going to listen to what Charlie Kirk had to say about common sense gun regulation. We'll get there because Jacob and I found that sound. There is truth in what Jake says, and we have to say, even if you engage in very dangerous political rhetoric, right? Even if you do that, even if you are a firebrand or an extremist in your political viewpoints, you should not be shot dead for them. Is this who we are now? I mean, let's just review. In July of just this year, I believe it was July, Melissa Hortman, a Democratic legislator in Minnesota, was shot dead, and her husband. A bomb was sent to Governor Josh Shapiro's house also earlier this year. We've had people lighting Tesla charging stations on fire. In September 24, there was a shooting at a Kamala Harris campaign office. Of course, our current president, somebody tried to kill him in July of 24. In March of 24, there was a state GOP headquarters, that was attacked. Paul Pelosi was nearly killed in another politically motivated attack, had his head bashed in with a hammer. Lest we forget Governor Whitmer's kidnapping plot in Michigan. The violence is escalating. It's not getting better. So what are we going to do about it? We, all of us, folks that voted for Donald Trump and folks that didn't, folks that stayed home, folks that are conservative, liberals, progressives, independents, libertarians, what are we together going to do about this? 855-752-4842. Charles from Milwaukee, go ahead, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. Well, afternoon, Maggie. I don't know if it's a good afternoon because, you know, I'm not a gun person. I tell anybody I've never been for guns. I'm never allowed people to buy my kids toy guns, water guns when they were smaller growing up. But our culture is all about guns. We're fascinated with guns in this country, you know, and I'm sorry that this guy died. He left a family, but I'm very worried about the kids that are going to school that will have PTSD the rest of their lives because somebody came in there and three kids were shot today. Something has to change. I don't know if it ever will, but something needs to.
Thanks so much, Charles. I think There's a saying that says, be the change that you want to see in this world. So we're going to try to do that together on this program. So everybody stay with me. If you want to get in this discussion, 855.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. A manhunt for Charlie Kirk's killer. The 31-year-old conservative activist was shot and killed while taking questions at a college in Utah. It was a single shot sending thousands of people running for cover. With the shooter still on the loose, President Trump has ordered flags flown at half-staff in honor of Kirk, a close ally who helped him win back the White House. Wednesday evening, Trump releasing an Oval Office message to his social media followers, promising,
my administration will find each and every one of those who contributed to this atrocity.
The outrage over the killing coming from both sides of the aisle. New York Congressional Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez sharing her big concern now.
This is horrific. This is awful. And the assassination of Charlie Kirk risks an uncorking of political chaos.
And tonight in Orem, Utah, a vigil for Kirk near the university campus where he was shot. This is ABC News.
Packers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. It's the Packers and the Washington Commanders tonight here at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jaden Daniels named the NFL Rookie of the Year last season. The Packers' Micah Parsons asked what it was like playing against Daniels.
Oh, man, it's hard. He's just one of them guys that, like, contain the whole time. You can power him. He can go through the A and B gaps, get outside of you. It's hard, you know what I mean? And just let him know, you know, it's just got to go out there and play hard.
Baseball, the Brewers losing 6-3 to the Rangers. It's the first time since opening weekend the Brewers lost a three-game sweep this season, and only the third time since Pat Murphy took over as the club's manager.
It stinks. We haven't had too many of these. We haven't had too many of these in our... I know in the last 2 years this is the third time we've been swept, right? Yankees, Phillies, and Yankees on the road, Phillies on the road, Rangers on the road.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sometimes we are better off as moviegoers when there are no huge blockbusters being released. True movie fans can take advantage of the variety that becomes available in theaters post-summer, and such is the case this weekend. This week's openers are headlined by Downton Abbey, the grand finale. The Crowley family finds themselves at the center of a public scandal as they move into the 1930s. I never really watched the show, so I don't have much of an opinion, but the film has a built-in fan base and a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're looking for something that is the exact opposite, check out The Long Walk, a thriller based on Stephen King's first novel. The film tells the story of a group of teenage boys taking part in a contest where they must maintain a certain walking speed or they get shot. Not for those seeking whimsy, but it is pulling a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. And finally, The Wait Is Over is the sequel to Spinal Tap. Spinal Tap 2 hits the big screen. No reviews are in, but none needed. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds in the overnight and some widespread fog forming. Light winds and morning lows in the mid-50s. After the fog Thursday morning, look for mostly sunny skies with highs topping out in the upper 70s. Warmer for Friday, mostly sunny in lower 80s. It's 60 at our studios.
pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're discussing Charlie Kirk's assassination. Charlie Kirk, founder and leader of Turning Point USA, the nation's preeminent right-wing youth political organization. 855-752-4842. We're talking about some of the reactions to this, and I just, there's a lot of rage on the right because it was someone from their team. But I seem to recall that, for example, in response to Paul Pelosi having his head beaten in with a hammer, many of the people who are rightfully enraged by what happened today actually made fun of Paul Pelosi, made him the butt of a joke. So I think we all best look pretty hard at our glass houses before we start throwing stones, shall we? I think the moment demands it. And one case in point, and then I'm going to go to the phones to get your reactions, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Exactly one of the sorts of reactions that I think is completely abhorrent came courtesy of Representative Anna Paulina Luna. Because in the very breath that she condemns extremist rhetoric, she then engages in extremist rhetoric. Here's what she posted. I am done with the rhetoric this rotten house and corrupt media has caused. Every damn one of you who called us fascists did this. You were too busy doping up kids, cutting off their genitals, inciting racial violence by supporting organizations that exploit minorities, protecting criminals, and stirring hate. You are the hate that you claim to fight. Your words cause this. Your hate caused this. Representative Luna and two others, I have this to say. I missed the piece in the last, I'd say, 25 years where Democrats were trying to strip rights away from certain groups of people for who they were, who they are. I don't remember that. I don't remember too many high-profile elected Democrats calling the opposing party evil and invoking God on our side as if God would pick sides in this kind of a way. I don't remember that happening. So again, please check out your glass house before you start throwing stones. John from Stoughton, thanks for your patience. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I think what's refreshing about how people are talking about some of the recent tragedies that you've mentioned,
yes,
is just how solution focused people are, and how, you know, we want some resolution to mass shootings and political shootings and, you know, just violence in general that stems from, you know, emotions, right? And I guess what I would say is I've got a couple, you know, solutions that maybe people can think about, turn over in their head, and see if they agree with these. One of them is to not just make mental health and physical health, because the two are interrelated, something that somebody has to go and seek out, but something that we really focus on from a young age. And if you can imagine, that could look like a health class in general that starts with young kids and talks about, you know, how different foods, you know, different amounts of physical activity can make them feel, right? And then it could graduate to middle school and talk about how physical and mental health are affected by things like, you know, sex and drugs and like some more mature topics. And throughout all this, we'd have probably like role playing or scenarios where people could feel those emotions in real time and not lash out or understand how there's miscommunications happening that are causing them to feel that way. And I think that while it wouldn't prevent violence from occurring, I think it would lessen it quite a bit if we made this kind of a mandatory class in America that is maybe centered around personal development. It doesn't have to just be about mental health or physical health or those things. It's just about growth as a human being and understanding what other people are feeling and how that's making you feel. So
Ooh, sorry, John, go ahead.
Think about.
Yeah. Thanks so much for your call. That's John from Stoughton. There's a whole bunch in there. One is actually understanding that we have to teach people how to manage through conflict, how to manage conflict, how to manage disagreement, how to manage our emotions when we are highly activated. And in fact, most people that work in violence prevention know that, and they do that. And one of the tools that are used to help people gain those skills is through credible messenger programs, where folks that have credibility with some of our young people sit down and talk with them face to face about doing exactly what John is talking about. Want to take some more texts, and then we're going to go back to the phones. On our text line, Tom from Milwaukee says, violence is never acceptable. Ironically, Charlie said that school shootings are the sacrifice to be had for the privilege of the Second Amendment. Now he was shot and killed at a school. Sue from Franklin points out that there was another Minnesota legislator and her spouse who were also shot, but they did not die. That just happening a couple of months ago. A new texter from the 414 saying, Maggie, we live in one of the most violent countries in the world. This is no surprise. It will continue on both sides. Larry from Deerfield sharing some breaking news with us. Trump has ordered that flags be flown at half mast until Sunday for Charlie Kirk. He didn't do that when the two Democrats in Minnesota were killed, the one Democratic legislator and her husband. Didn't do that when they were killed. Jim from Appleton says this, listening on WISS. Should Mr. Kirk have been shot to death? No, he should not have been. However, the billionaires have removed almost all the other ways to fight back against the toxic rhetoric and the overly funded propaganda from the lunatic fringes. One way to blunt the problem is to bring something like the fairness doctrine and broadcasting. It's impossible to manage in this political climate. Let's go to the phones. David from San Francisco. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, thanks, Maggie. And it's funny you mentioned the flag at half mast. I was just looking up the regulations on that. And if Trump wants them to hang at half mast, that's like 5 days, 4 days. And that's usually for like an admiral or a friggin', I think generals and, you know, like a president might be 7 days or something like that. But for a weaselly talk show host that had Nazi ties, I'm glad you backed up that the Minnesota assassinations, and that was a heck of a conspiracy. Didn't that guy have like 40 targets he was going to try to hit?
Yeah, he had a hit list, including some Wisconsin legislators. Yep, they had to be locked. I mean, there were lockdowns that happened in our state capitol because they found out he had a hit list and they didn't know if he was acting alone.
Yeah, and I, as far as I'm concerned, he couldn't have been acting alone. There were way too many different needs in a system like that. But I'm just reminded of the old biblical line, you live by the sword and you die by the sword. And in the case of Trump, you know, if you remember, every time Trump does something evil, he gets other people to apologize for him. Charlie Kirk is the same way. He never apologized for anything, and he would get other people to give him the crying towel. And so, you know, these guys have a whole technique. Back a bunch of years ago, I hit a yard sale.
David, I just got to jump in just because we got folks that want to get in on this, and I want to share some of the reactions from some Democrats, former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A man, again, who authorities said was a believer in conspiracy theories, is who attacked the former speaker's husband back in 2022. Today, she called Kirk's shooting reprehensible and said political violence has no place, absolutely no place in our nation. That's how she responded. Again, there was very few, there were very few Republicans who spoke in such clear-eyed fashion when her husband was nearly murdered. Former U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot by a would-be assassin in 2011 in Arizona and had a very serious traumatic brain injury, she said this today. She is horrified to hear of Kirk's shooting. Democratic societies will always have political disagreements, but we must never allow America to become a country that confronts those disagreements with violence. Jane from Madison says this: it would feel better if we could just say we'd done everything we could to prevent this kind of violence, but we haven't. We haven't even done as much as we used to do, like the assault rifle ban. I mean, here's a few things. Again, red flag laws. I have talked about like a national ballistics registry. You are always responsible for the gun that you buy. Close the gun show loopholes. Make 3D printed weapons illegal. Make the 80% guns illegal, which aren't technically considered firearms, and then somebody just machines up what you need to finish the weapon. Make that illegal. Waiting periods. Background checks. Come on, people. We can do this. We can have reasonable gun laws. Dan from Wausau says, Our Spanish exchange student last year mentioned that the gun thing isn't a thing in her home country. No one has guns anywhere in her hometown in Spain. It's an American thing. That is extraordinarily true. I've got some of those statistics, but let's go back to the phones. Tim from Eau Claire, you've been very patient. Thank you for that. Tim from Eau Claire, are you there, sir?
Hi there.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, so Charlie Kirk has been a cheerleader of this type of violence for years. When there was the shooting in Wisconsin during the Black Lives Matter protests where Kyle Rittenhouse killed people, he was a cheerleader. He was a cheerleader for the violence in Charlottesville when neo-Nazis were in the street. And that's because he thinks that he is fighting a holy war against us. He fancied himself a soldier in that holy war. And honestly, I think that there is a liberal disconnect with the shame felt for celebrating the death of somebody who celebrated that much violence and that much death.
That's the tension point. That's what we've got to be able to talk about and through. We got to be honest. But let's be clear, political violence has no place in this country. We continue on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-752-4842.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The author of Bowling Alone says, let's foster new forms of electronic entertainment and communication that reinforce community engagement. Well, that's civic media. That's Up North News, trying to get more of us off the couch, give you good information while you are listening, but then to step up, get out there into your community, and bring a friend to the voting booth.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
James Santel joining me. Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
A lot of people apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James, and now Commissioner Cook as well. The Federal Reserve is created independent of politics, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. This is the instability that causes economic crisis.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man?
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's not forget, on this, the day that conservative firebrand and right-wing political activist, author, media personality, father of two, husband, son, Charlie Kirk, was assassinated today, that on this same day, there was another school shooting in Colorado. Three were injured, critically injured. They are currently at St. Anthony Hospital. Those three injured in that school shooting in Colorado included two students. The United States is 4% of the world's population, but we account for 42% of global firearm deaths. And we are one of the, if not the most armed country in America. Now, correlation is not causation, but come on, really? In 2021, there were approximately 45,000 firearm-related deaths in the U.S., including suicides, homicides, and accidental shootings. That translates to 14 deaths per 100,000 people. That is higher than any other developed nation on Earth by exponential marks. We have 300 and approximately 90 to 400 plus-ish firearms in this country. That's more than people than we have. The firearm homicide rate in this country is about 4.5 to 5 per 100,000 people. Again, that is higher than any other developed country on planet Earth. Here's what Charlie Kirk had to say back in 2023 about common sense gun regulations. Take a listen.
Now, we must also be real. We must be honest with the population. Having an armed citizenry comes with a price. Wow. And that is part of liberty.
Wow.
Driving comes with a price.
Yeah.
50,000 people die on the road every year. Wow. That's a price. You get rid of driving, you'd have 50,000 less auto fatalities. But we have decided that the benefit of driving, speed, accessibility, mobility, having products, services, is worth the cost of 50,000 people dying on the road. Wow. So we need to be very clear that you're not going to get gun deaths to zero. It will not happen.
Right.
You can significantly reduce them through having more fathers in the home, by having more armed guards in front of schools. We should have an honest and clear reductionist view of gun violence, but we should not have a utopian one. You will never live in a society when you have an armed citizenry and you won't have a single gun death. That is nonsense. It's drivel. Wow. But I think it's worth it. I think it's worth to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our other God-given rights. That is a prudent deal. It is rational. Nobody talks like this. They live in a complete alternate universe.
Sure.
So then how do you reduce? Very simple. People say, oh, Charlie, how do you stop school shootings? I don't know. How did we stop shootings at baseball games?
That was Charlie Kirk in 2023. The moment that we're in as a country is a dangerous and perilous one. And the root of the dangerousness is, of course, the polarization. But where did the polarization come from? People can be motivated to do incredibly violent and extreme things when you are told every day, all day, that the people that you disagree with are evil. When you are told every day, all day, that the people that disagree with you politically aren't really humans, that they don't really deserve the same rights as you because they're evil. Because that makes the stakes biblical. Existential. And yet, those of us who believe that we are in a perilous moment as a democracy are also compelled to speak up. I may hate everything that Charlie Kirk believed in or said he believed in, but I will defend to my dying breath his right to say it. Because in this country, we're not actually supposed to criminalize having terrible political beliefs. We're not supposed to engage in summary executions of those that we disagree with. And we can call out a president who is an authoritarian. We can do that. We can do both things at once. We want to share a couple more reactions. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, again, she was the subject of a kidnapping plot back in, I believe, 2019. She said this, quote, "We should all come together and stand up against any and all forms of political violence." Amen. And this from Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who had a bomb or a fire set at his house, said, quote, "We must speak with moral clarity. The attack on Charlie Kirk is a horrifying and growing type of unconscionable violence that cannot be allowed in our society." Folks, we're going to leave this conversation here. We've got a bit of special programming for you coming up next. I'm going to be talking with Ambassador Norman Eisen about what the Epstein file scandal means more broadly about government transparency. I'll then have today's special airing of Broad Appeal. These segments were recorded earlier before Mr. Kirk's assassination. So we won't be addressing it in these upcoming segments, but do stick around. What the ambassador and former White House ethics czar Norm Eisen has to say about government accountability is important, especially in these moments. Take care, everybody. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston.
Violence will not silence the American people. Charlie Kirk has given his life to promote his cause.
That's Utah Congressman Mike Kennedy following what the governor of the state says was the assassination of the conservative activist. Charlie Kirk was shot and killed with one bullet as he answered a question about gun violence on American campuses at an event at Utah Valley University. Investigators say they think the bullet was fired from a long distance, probably a roof nearby. Here's ABC Chief Investigative Reporter Josh Margolin.
The questions about the security and the planning are going to be critical. And that gets us to the point of how was somebody able to get a gun to a location? Was the gun in the crowd? Was the gun at the elevated position?
Charlie Kirk died doing what he was known for, rallying young people on the right and challenging those on the left during one of his Prove Me Wrong debates. He was 31 years old. President Trump praising him as a very good friend. This is ABC News.